This is KUT. Austin homeowners could have a little more spending cash this coming year. That's because council members have passed an 8% homestead exemption, making 8% of a home's value free from taxes. That's up from 6% last year. But the measure passed on a 6-5 vote, and as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that slim margin was drawn along economic lines.
Someone who owns a home worth $250,000 could see a $23 reduction in his or her property taxes. That's the cost of 9 P. Terry's cheeseburgers, or, if your taste is a little more refined, a meal of fried tofu and white fish at Uchi. But as discounts go, this will cost the city roughly $3.8 million. That could put local government $1.8 million in the red. Councilmember Delia Garza cautioned members about this on Wednesday.
That means cutting something somewhere. And I just hope we all understand the position we're putting ourselves in.
State law mandates city homestead exemptions be done by percentages instead of a flat rate. Garza said this means lower income families don't get much out of a measure costing the city nearly $4 million.
To frame this as we're helping struggling families, it's not helping struggling families. It's helping the wealthiest in our community.
Of the 5 council members who voted against the exemption Wednesday, 4 represent the city's lowest income districts, neighborhoods in East and North Austin. But the mayor rejected this alignment.
I think it is really unfair to cast this vote as a vote between rich and poor people in our community, and I don't think that's right.
He argued that property taxes make up a greater percentage of a low-income family's budget, meaning this relief, however little, could mean more. The city passed a 6% homestead exemption last year, with the mayor indicating he'd like to get to 20% over the next 4 years. But that progress has been slowed with just a 2% increase this year. Also, it's not certain that the estimated $23 discount to the average homeowner will play out. The city still has to set the tax rate in the fall. If they decide to raise it, the discount they approved Wednesday would go down, perhaps by a cheeseburger or two. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.